This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
John Lynch was at Stanford's Pro Day yesterday. Matt Barros, The Athletic, did a good article talking to John Lynch and kind of picking his brain in regards to, you know, the future of this team. And the word plan was uttered by John Lynch. And I want to begin with that because...
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This looks like a team, the 49ers. If you just pulled the fan base right now and you said, what's the plan for this team? I think you'd get 1,000 different answers. I think some people think they're blowing it up. I think another people think they're resetting the books. I think there's some people that say they don't have a plan. So it was interesting when I read this article, and I'm pulling it up right now, so because I want to get the exact verbiage of what John Lynch had to say. But just to make a long story short, you know, there's been a lot made about Ayuk, Debo, Trent Williams, and everything that's taken place basically from this time last year to now that's gotten to the team to this point. And this is what John Lynch had to say yesterday. Quote, "We've got this thing called the draft, and we've got a lot of picks. And I think the thing the fans should know is we have a plan, and we're going to execute that plan, and we're excited about the opportunity." When you hear that, Joe Shasky, does that calm you down at all as a fan, or is that just lip service from the general manager to try to calm everything down, which has been a tumultuous offseason for the fans? Albeit, they brought back Kyle Juszczyk, so that really should, you know, calm everyone down at this point, right?
The Niners. We have a plan. I mean, is it organized chaos? Is that what
Jeff
it is?
Garcia.
Like, I look at all the best businesses in the world, sports or not. They have a go-to-market strategy, right? When you go to get a loan and you want to start a business, you have to put together a business plan. Their business plan has shifted and evolved so dramatically, I would argue, I think you're winging it. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, you're not planning anything. And it's not any one individual move. I could justify in a vacuum all of the decisions within each individual player and how they came to either keep or cut or trade or whatever, each player. But when you look at the totality of it, like, let's go back a couple years. We're going to trade Debo. We're not going to trade Debo. We're going to keep Debo. We're not going to trade Debo. I don't know. It's draft day. I don't know. Should we extend Brandon Ayuk? Maybe. Kind of. Here's our number. We have a number. We're not going to budge. Are we going to trade him on draft day? We don't know. And they go back and forth and back and forth. And then you take a receiver. You take a receiver, number one. It's like, oh, well, next year's the year we're going to be able to go to this guy. And then we've got a plan. We're going to re-sign McCaffrey, which great plan. Mm-hmm. Like that one felt like it had a plan. Yeah, but Trent doesn't have any guaranteed money. But we know, we'll figure that out. But we're going to drag our feet till the very end, even though the year prior, we dragged our feet to the very end with Nick Bosa. And then I look at the entire season and everything that they did that year, and it's like, you know, all of their decisions came home to roost, and their indecisions came home to roost. Like, everybody was off schedule. The Trent never looked right. Brandon Ayuk didn't look right. Debo was just a tick off all year. The quarterback didn't feel comfortable all year. The offensive line never got into sync. CMC was hurt, so I'll give him somewhat of a pass. Hey, we're expecting Dre Greenlaw to be ready to go at some point. We're only going to sign DeVondre Campbell for a short period of time. It ended up being almost the whole season.
It was a disaster.
It was a complete disaster. Then you go into this offseason. We're going to get the Brock deal done. We've been telling you for 2 years. He's our quarterback. We're going to get it done. And what's the first thing we heard before the season even ended? Yeah, they're kind of far apart.
Yeah.
What? I thought you had a plan. I thought you were going to prioritize this. I thought you learned from the past, and you told me this was the quarterback. The owner told me we're going to reset the market with this guy. And now you're dragging your feet? I don't know. Anybody can have Brandon Ayuk. You know, we're really ticked that we ended up retaining him. What? You went back and forth 15 times? We're going to get younger. That's what they said. We're going to get younger. Why did you cut your long snapper and sign a 39-year-old long snapper? What?
Got to have the leadership in there.
Why did you bring back a 34-year-old fullback after cutting him only to take a dead cap hit to re-sign him for almost the same amount of money?
For the vibes.
Okay, why did you bring in a tight end who's never caught any passes in the league, it feels like, has had no impact, and you gave him $20 million guaranteed and said goodbye to Dre Greenlaw, only to have it come out a day and a half later that actually, at the 25th hour, you try to bring Greenlaw back?
Well, Luke Farrell's a lunch pail guy. You got to have him. Just hard nose, gets after it.
Give him twice what the Denver Broncos gave Dre Greenlaw. And again, each individual decision, I could justify. But when you weigh all of these things in totality, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Last year, we're going to fire Steve Wilkes. We're going to bring in the best candidate. We don't really want Vic Fangio. We want to hire Nick Sorensen from our own. Yeah, Vic Fangio went on to win the Super Bowl, and Nick Sorensen was ready to be fired by week 5. Okay? Let's just call it what it is. All right? So your plan, A, has not been executed. Your plan tells me you're kind of all over the place. And then B, I want to ask them, what exactly is that plan? Is it to get younger? Is it to get more nimble? Is it to get less expensive? What specifically is it? Because you aren't younger. You brought back a 34-year-old fullback. You brought in a 27-year-old tight end in a deep tight end class where I could get a blocking tight end in the fifth round. See Charlie Warner, okay? You're definitely not going to get less expensive when you're hanging on to certain players on this team and you pay $5 million for a fullback than when there's only 7 or 8 starting fullbacks in the league. Like, I don't know what the plan is. And the Niners should be thanking their lucky stars that the Warriors have been on the run that they're on, because we've been hammering the organization, the owner, Parag Marate, when it comes to the finances, the GM and John Lynch poking holes in all of his drafts, and Kyle Shanahan being all over the place when it comes to player management. And then on top of all of that, the biggest name you bring in is Mac Jones, the guy that you told me all along, no, we didn't want him, but actually we did want him in the draft, but we didn't, but we did. But you tried to trade for him a year ago? I can't even keep up. Don't tell me you have a plan. And then it comes out, and your plan looks like Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the meme with 1,000 different points and markers all over the place. You look crazy.
Okay. All of that said, Joe Shasky.
Am I wrong?
Well, we'll see if they have a plan or not. Is it too simplistic to say what John Lynch, those were his words, like, there's this thing called the draft, and there's a lot of picks. I know that's not doing anything for you right now, because the draft is a wait and see. And we are an instant gratification society.
I love the draft.
And I understand. No, I know you do. It's hard to sell that to a fan base, though, when you have whiffed a lot in the draft in
the
first round.
You've whiffed on 8 third rounders in the last 5 years.
Okay.
8.
Okay. Would you call last year's draft a success overall? The totality of it.
Early on, right now, Dominic Pooney, plug and play starter.
Yes.
That's one.
That's a hit.
Renardo Green, we'll see. Like, I like him. I do. I really like him. Okay. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Traverse Ward was really good for this team. He's going to replace a really good player.
He was.
You know?
Malik Mustafa.
Malik Mustafa. Again, got hurt multiple times after playing only a short period of time. I like the player. But also, let's also acknowledge, Kyle Shanahan struggles to trust rookies. Okay. That is kind of baked in to the whole Kyle Shanahan experience. I liked their draft last year. But if you're selling me on, man, we found a bunch of starters... You found one starter right now. Now, we'll see what Ricky Pierce saw. It was very promising at the end of the year. But I have the same concerns as everyone else. Can he stay healthy? You know, replacing Deebo Samuel. Like, I know Deebo hasn't been great lately, but Deebo was a touchdown machine. You know, like, he really was. And he was a guy that in a big-time game, I knew I could go to war with, right, metaphorically. So you could sell me on the draft, and I hear that. But I would also like to have them acknowledge, you know, we've kind of sucked at the draft.
Yeah. Well, I say this, the more we inch closer and closer and the Purdy deal's not done, this draft class is, dare I say, the most important in the entirety of the Lynch Shanahan era. Like, judging where this team is at right now, you have all this money you're going to be allocating to the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of guys locked up and a lot of guys that are getting a little older now. Like, so you need to start doing that refresh button, kind of like the great teams always do, right? The Kansas City Chiefs of the world, the Patriots, like, they nail these picks in the draft. Now, you got to do some free agency like hits as well. You're going to have to do that. And you're not really doing that as much this offseason. It's going to be more so what the Rams did, right? You're going to try to do that blueprint of what Les Snead, of what Sean McVay were able to do last year, landing on the Fisks of the Verses of the world, right? The offensive line, I can't name any offensive lineman on the Rams, but they looked a hell of a lot better last season than they did the year prior. So, shoring up the trenches, albeit it doesn't sound as sexy when you see the picks come draft time, because it's not a wide receiver, it's not a running back, it's not a tight end. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a great and elite tight end. You have a great and elite running back. So what I saw what the Eagles do last year, Joe Shasky, was dominate both sides of the Dolphs, particularly in that Super Bowl, where they didn't even need to blitz once. Defensive tackle, defensive lineman, offensive lineman, that needs to be the priority.
But right now, you have Nick Bosa, and you literally have a bunch of people that no one's ever heard of.
No one else.
And so you're asking, you're trying to get 3 impact defensive linemen in this draft? Like, that's a tall task. We can all acknowledge that. Like, that's asking a lot. Only expansion teams find 3 starters because they have nothing else behind them in one draft. That's asking a lot. I don't know where D. Winters is as an off-ball linebacker to replace Dre Greenlaw. That's a big hole, too. We need a free safety. They probably need a center and a right guard, right tackle. They need a left guard right now. There's a lot of holes on this team. Now, CMC coming back would shore up a lot of people's skepticism.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.